Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, as I always say, part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. Frankly, you guys are brilliant. I'm not joking, I'm serious. You know, you get in the chat room, you see some of the conversations that they're having there, and you can find all that on joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Christmas, 45 days away, all right, 6 weeks away. I know some of you just, like, puckered up there. But here's the deal. If you wait until December 18th, good luck to you, all right? Here you have the ability to go. You can order, you know, bathrobes and pillowcases, pillows, sheets, mattress, I mean, you do the whole thing. They have doggy beds, for God's sakes. All right? Really, all this stuff made, distributed, sold here in U.S. plants, keeping people working here. Mike Lindell, let me tell you what, he doesn't have 15 mansions. Okay? And he uses his money to fight for the same things you would fight for if you had the same money. So why not help the guy that can help you? I mean, we all pitch in. We can help. Plus, I make a few bucks off of it. I'm not ashamed to say so. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe, right? You have, 30 to 70%. Some of the stuff is buy one, get one, right? So pay attention. Pay attention. Be involved. Seriously. All right. You know, I thought this was a story. You know, being in the computer world for over 20 years, this story may not interest you guys at all, but it interested me. So I'm going to do it. But, it's interesting to see that many citizens, many average Joes like myself, have better computer technology or computer systems than the government has, some of the state governments. And one citizen group checking out the Minnesota voter rolls, you ready for this one? They found 172,000 voter issues. Now, that's just crazy. They're using a process. No, now pay attention. I know it's going to get dry a little bit, but they're using a process known as fractal technology. So they can identify anomalies in government voter rolls that have existed for over 100 years. Really, you would think when we went electronic, they would have gone through some of these and gone, oh no, this person's been dead for 7,000 years, right? 172,000 voter issues, right? That's 5% of the 3.5 million voters. Not a little number. At least I don't think it is. I don't know how you guys feel. So they started this whole thing with voter integrity in 2021. Because really, without computers, some of us are looking and going, wait, there's a problem here. We have, what did we have? One state, they had 16 voters that were over 150 years old. I want to know what state that is. I want to know what they're eating. I want to know a lot about them. Right? In the Secretary of State there in Wisconsin found, they found voting. He says, well, you got to love this one. Now, I realize these, some of these are just entry mistakes, but who catches them? Isn't there a flag that pops up and says, yeah, whoa, this person's over 150 years old? Right? But they found several, ready for this? They found several voters on the voter rolls that were over 2,400 years old. You would think when somebody put the date in, the computer would pop up and go, whoa, this person's probably been dead seven times over. This needs to be checked. You would think there's some flags in there that go off. You know, unless, of course, they don't care. That's possible. Right? You can't claim there's no fraud in your system when 5% of the voters, 5% of the voters on the voting rolls should be dead. You know, it's a variation of another. I mean, seriously. Yeah, maybe you have a middle initial that you use, and that's what you registered to vote with. Maybe you registered to vote again without the middle initial. Maybe you I mean, they're not checking these similarities. They're not doing anything. So you can. The problem with this is they can look at it with the data. They can look at it in real time. They can actually sit there in front of an official and say, okay, what do you want to know? I have access to all 3 million files. What are we looking for? How about anybody? Why don't we start with anybody over 150 years old? What do you think? Can we take them off the rolls? What do you think? And why can't we tie the? Why can't you tie the death certificates in? Right? Flag it. Don't even take them off the system. Flag them as non-votable or unvotable or unregistered or something. Check ID. You know, I mean, seriously. Now, we know that this isn't just voter fraud. It's Social Security fraud. It's unemployment fraud. They use Social Security numbers of dead people. Not right. You know? And many of these systems are set up, I won't say to crash, but they're set up to start, you know, losing integrity in 2025 because of the data that's required or needed to pull these reports together. So really, think about it. Give it some serious thought. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged, right? Just get engaged in the conversation, but not until you truly understand what you're talking about. Once you do that, it's a whole other story. Seriously. Right? So I really want to make sure that we're doing this. And don't give them a reason to make fun of us. Because at times, people, honestly, it ain't that hard. Right? Anyway. I love these little wins that we get. And I guess it was, Tuesday of last week. The Federal Appeals Court panel ruled in favor of an energy group in an order requiring the Biden administration to hold a massive offshore oil and gas lease sale without eco restrictions. Now, when you talk to these people at the White House, they say, well, no, we've got them out there. We're doing this or we're doing that. We haven't restricted. They've made them so restrictive that the gas and oil companies won't even bid on these things. There's no way, because they could change on a dime. They've already put the money in. Now, the court ordered that they have to move forward with the lease sale of sale 261, a large Gulf of Mexico oil and gas lease sale. It was mandated under the Inflation Reduction Act. The sale was originally scheduled for September, but was postponed after the implemented a last-minute environmental restriction. A bunch of last-minute environmental restrictions. You know, seriously. And when they do this, you know, they do it in the name of the ecosystem. They do it come on. You love it as much as I do. They do it in the name of the planet. But do they really? Is that really what they're doing? Is that really what they want? You know, this green thing is crazy. And when I say it's crazy, it's not even really even thought through properly. There's no long-term understanding. I mean, they throw out all the fear stuff. Right, you talk about getting rid of gas and oil. I'm not so sure that those brain surgeons holding up those signs that want to go green, that are gluing themselves to the streets and the pictures, do they really understand what that means for them? Do they understand that petroleum products are in everything they have in their hand, in their shoes, their clothes, I mean, pretty much everything? Maybe that's what somebody has to do, is put together a video showing you all the stuff that disappears the minute you stop that. So, I mean, it's an important win, really. The Fifth Circuit Court lifted the unjustified restrictions. Now, what's funny about these agencies, they're given way too much latitude, way too much power. At least that's what I believe. I'm not even so sure the agency would is what our founding fathers had in mind. Right? You would think that plain and simple, that these bills could be written, these laws could be written in such a fashion where you wouldn't need a brain surgeon to figure them out. Even that might be questionable. The Gulf of Mexico plays a critical role for the United States, right, when it comes to American energy production. So, with that decision, provided it's upheld and it doesn't get constantly, beat on, I think you'll see some more, you know, maybe, notice I said maybe, didn't say for sure, oil prices could start to come down if we have more and more and more of these wins. And God forbid, right? Joe Manchin, who's on the National Resource Committee, you know, Senate Energy and National Resource Committee, he really laid into the Biden administration for making a mess of the whole thing. Yeah, it's not the Biden administration. These are things where the Obamas of the world and others in that administration are sitting there saying, you know, we don't like this. Get rid of it. Right? We think natural gas is bad. Get rid of it. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Yeah, Wisconsin town has decided that religious-themed Christmas decorations are not inclusive enough. Although, I don't know what they consider religious, because, you know, you hear all the time, Santa Claus is religious. Well, no, he's not. The tree's religious. Well, no, it's not. Right? And apparently in Wauwatosa County, Wisconsin, Somebody at City Hall is having a heartburn with this. So they sent out orders banning religious Christmas decorations. Topping the list of new news are the colors red and green. Yeah, I guess red and green has some kind of religious connotation to them. Although, I've been a Christian pretty much most of my adult life. I don't know seeing that anywhere. City Hall is recommending inclusive decorations like snowflakes, greenery, festive colors like blue and purple. When did blue and purple become festive? Anything without specific religious connotation is okay. Who decides what that is? Right now, you know, you're looking at, they are the first Grinches of the new year. So anyway, when you read the, I'm not going to read this too long, the yeses and nos are the what we can do, we can't do's. Snowmen are banned as well. Snowmen. But snow people are allowed. I guess Frosty's gone gender neutral. What are you going to call him, a snow person? City Hall says that this time of year is about fostering respect and inclusivity. The only way to make that possible is to crack down on candy canes and Yule logs, don't you think? This is so ridiculous. I mean, this is just nuts. You know, by the way, according to federal statute, Christmas is a federal holiday. They haven't figured this out yet. You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me. But where are the people on this? Why aren't they saying anything? Why aren't they opening their mouth? Why aren't they being loud about anything? I don't get it. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. If you want to send me an email. Otherwise, you can find the chat room up at joemessina.com.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House has approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate.
A Delaware FedEx worker has been arrested accused of stealing more than $99,000 worth of coins from a package. Police found the stolen coins and some illegal firearms when they executed a search warrant at the Wilmington home of 27-year-old Jordan Hamilton. He was arrested on firearm and felony charges. Tens of thousands joined in earlier today the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd, "We will not walk away."
Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our ally Israel.
Dave Collins, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Children's Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You know, I'll do the story in the next segment, but apparently, you know, Vivek went after Chris Cuomo on CNN. You know, and accused him of changing his mindset, changing his philosophy, and changing his show all around. To try to pull in a new audience because his old audience wasn't coming over with them. You know, wasn't having it, if you would. So, anyway, I want to play that clip, but I'll play the next segment. All right. Dems are reeling. I mean, they're freaking out. And you know, you knew this was going to start to happen. We've talked about this in the past. To what level or how much, I don't know. But the black community is breaking towards Trump. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be a big windfall in the black community for him. Right? But you're going to see a lot more black males, for sure, voting for him. And the black female numbers are moving up as well. So, apparently, the stars might align again for Donald Trump in 2024. Right? Recent evidence, Univision appearing to change its tune towards the former president. Top-rated Spanish-speaking television network is under new management and has taken up much more favorable view of Trump than it did in 2020. The Mexican media company Grupo Televisa, they merged with Univision in 2022. They created, Televisa Univision. Now, in a Tuesday article, the Washington Post, they got it right. The Washington Post said that with a clear subtext of distress, that Trump and Univision are starting to come together. Well, so when Trump ran for re-election in 2020, his campaign called Univision the nation's most influential Spanish language network. Now, a leftist propaganda machine and a mouthpiece of Democrat Party. 3 years later, Trump is treating Univision and its new corporate owners like long-lost friends. Well, look, it's just like CNN. Not that CNN's breaking any records here, but when they came under new ownership, new vision, new whatever, no, they're not there. But heck, it's not 24-hour Trump. Things have changed a little bit. Now, he hosted a trio of its executives at Mar-a-Lago last week. It was an hour-long Univision interview that was notable for, well, for its gracious tone, starting with a question about how well he's doing among Latino voters, especially, ready for this, with the younger generation of voters. It's amazing. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a friend of one of the executives, helped arrange the interview. It's also in the room, according to multiple people familiar with the event. Now, Televisa journalist Enrique Acevedo, who conducted the November 7th interview with Trump, he introduced it by pointing out the 45th president's rising poll numbers among Latinos. I mean, again, even people in the Hispanic community, they want things done the right way. You know, some of them came here illegally, but then they became legal. They worked at it. They worked to make the change. And that's why I say, if you really want to be here, you can. Do it the right way. If you've done it the wrong way and you want to stay, then do something to make a change. Make it right. He cited a recent New York Times poll, or New York Times Siena College poll, and found that Trump was trailing President Joe Biden among Hispanics by single digits. In other words, 50-42%. Now, in 2020, CNN exit poll showed that Biden beating Trump 65-32% among Latinos. Right? I mean, pretty darn good. Another group found, I think it was Pew Research, that Biden picked up 59% of support to Trump's 38%. Boy, has that flipped. You know, I mean, and seriously, it should have. Joe Biden has done nothing for the poor community. He has done nothing for the Latino community. He has done nothing for the black community as a whole. In response to the question about his apparent rising support among Latinos, Trump said the Latino vote is so incredible because they're unbelievable people. They have incredible skills, incredible energy, and they're very entrepreneurial. All you have to do is look at the owners of Univision. You know, look at, they are hard workers. And they have a lot in common. The Italian heritage has a lot in common with them, vice versa, whatever. But those people who came over here from Italy, the old country, they were hard workers too. And that's all they want to do. They want to be left alone. They want to be able to work without the cops showing up with a handout at any of these events. Right? I mean, when they're at work or what have you. I mean, when you're in Italy, everybody was on the take. Anyway, the interviewer pointed out the Times poll showing Trump beating Biden in Arizona and Nevada, which have large Hispanic populations. Now, Biden carried both of these states in 2020 easily. Well, kind of, sort of. I think bigger than anything now is security. They want security, Trump said. They want to have a border. They want to be secure in their homes. They came here to get away. You know, it's funny. They came here to get, according to the Dems, they came here to get away from the crime in their home states, hometowns. They came here to get away from the corruption. They came here to get away from so many things that they're walking right into it. I did that story the other night about a lot of people not returning back to their quote-unquote homeland because what they came here for is not available for them. Well, partly because they came here illegally, you start the process out wrong. What do you want? If you want to get rich or get comfortable, and you start off by robbing a bank, it's going to be many years before you have the ability to get rich or get comfortable. He went on to defend his approach in Spanish. He said, I'm a reporter, and my job is to ask questions. The prominence belongs to the information. In other words, rather than... I love this. In other words, rather than asking loaded questions to put the spotlights on himself, the commentator appeared to be saying, hey, let the people hear Trump's response and judge him for themselves, which is the way it's supposed to be. I'm not going to try to translate to Spanish. Good luck to you. According to the Post, Univision ran the Trump interview during the most popular 10 o'clock hour and did not allow Biden campaign to run commercials during that broadcast. Ooh. All right. I'm supporting Univision now, right? And not just because it was squelching Biden. That's not what I mean by that. But, you know, think about it. It's Trump's hour, not Biden's. And if you look at the ads that are running on TV for Joe Biden or for the Democrats, if you would, notice that none of the ads about how great the economy is. None of the ads are about how safer the cities are. None of the ads are about how we are such a world power and respected the world over. What are the ads about? Pro-abortion. Women's reproductive rights. The LGBTQ and, trans community rights. That's what they perceive as the issues and the items at the top of the list, what people care about. That's where their mindset's at. Well, whether you're a gay couple, lesbian couple, transgender couple, whatever, kind of hard to be anything if you can't afford food, and you can't afford a place to live, and you can't afford to put gas in your car. Anyway, that support, that Latino support towards Trump, it's just one development that seems to be, moving in his favor in 2024. You look at Robert Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, along with the Green Party candidate Jill Stein. They're all likely to bleed votes from Biden. I will tell you, think about this. You really think that anybody on the right, any Republican with two brain cells at work, are going to vote for Cornel West or the Green Party, Jill Stein? Not going to happen. Some might, and I'm talking a very small number, might go to Robert Kennedy Jr. It'll make the race much less predictable to gauge for an odds maker, right? Now, the Dems are pushing, talking about how Trump may be facing 91, felony charges, along with other actions. Come on, give me a break. Many are already looking at this and seeing through it. They see what the issues are. They know what's going on. So I'm a senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Besiegel, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 55-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right, you know, I always love when, the one thing I do love about this guy, Vivek, is how he has no problem whatsoever. I guess... What do you want to call him? You want to call him like a mini Trump or something? I don't know. I mean, I'm not suggesting he's as good as. What I am suggesting, though, is that you know, he has no problem calling these people on the carpet. And I find it interesting, again, they I don't know if they thought they had a friend in this guy. Yeah, I don't know any of this. But it's interesting to listen to them. You know, when they talk about Vivek and what's her name, Nikki Haley and such, it just shows you how the mainstream media is so out of touch. Now, you got to tell me, I mean, is this guy doing what he's doing because he wants to try to ride Trump's coattails, if you would? Or does he really believe what he's saying? And part of what I'm impressed with, recently, when he was on Chris Cuomo's show, and I guess, you know, we used to call him Fredo here. But he went after him. I mean, he had a definite heated discussion with him. Take a listen. Tell me what you think.
The fact of the matter is, Chris, my strategy is calling out the mainstream media like I did to Kristen Welker at the start of that debate. I asked her about the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, told her to look the audience in the eye and apologize to them. Just like I'll tell you, you're part of the mainstream media despite pretending like you're not. Look the audience in the eye and tell
part of the mainstream media.
For all that happened.
I'm part of the mainstream media.
And you play the same games that the rest of the mainstream media does.
You don't want to take care of your family?
Tonight.
That's fine. You've been covering for your brother. You have been playing a game.
You were kicked off
cover for my brother. Of course I helped my brother.
Yeah, of course I do. And you know what? That's been journalistic standards that have now been failed, not just by you, but by every member of the broken political media. So, yes, it is going to take an outsider to call it out. And you want to look
everyone in the media is responsible for covering for my brother? See what I'm saying? 90% of the media is colluding by going too broad, pushing one answer
Vivek, on the American public for the origin of COVID-19,
which is what?
To the Hunter Biden laptop story,
what
to
does
now
this
which
have
people
to do?
They decide they want to put up as their puppets.
What
to
does
take
any
Donald
of
Trump?
That
and
have
just
to
the
do?
Fact of the matter.
Look,
they don't like being called out. Didn't hear a word he said. Look, I'm not 100% behind Vivek by any stretch of the imagination, but look at what just happened. Right? I mean, Cuomo ignored him. Say that the Russian collusion thing was a hoax. Go ahead, say it. He can't say it. You know that. He can't admit to the fact that he screwed up. And he twisted that a little bit. So you're saying the whole mainstream media, all of them stood up for my brother. No, that's not what he said. He didn't even suggest that. I don't think he did. Did you guys catch that? Because I made a meeting, you guys in the chat room. Did you catch that or something? What did I do? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, it's funny how I should have asked Brad this question. But it's really interesting on how the Supreme Court came down, by the way. And I won't say they shoved it in the face of, but, you know, they decided not to hear the case on, the vaccine. I had this right in front of my face a second ago. Oh, there it is. They rejected to hear an appeal related to COVID-19 vaccine requirements in the workplace. Now, that's going to be a problem for, you know, people across the country. Now, what I have to find out is why, and it's hard to do, but to find out why they wouldn't listen to it. It may have been they felt like it came in too broad. That could be one. Maybe they've decided that the states have a right to decide one way or the other. Because it was a state case. It was a case that was brought against the governor. And they may have decided, well, look, this isn't, we really shouldn't get involved in this. This is a state issue. Now, for what it's worth, our founding fathers didn't want them getting involved in everything either. It was not something they actually said on several occasions. If the courts end up in, you know, deciding what a law is and isn't on a regular basis, that's going to be a problem. And they were right. They are right. They were right. All right. Before I start to get into some of this other stuff, I say this all the time about these, quote-unquote, impromptu rallies. You know, you hear them on a regular basis saying stuff like, you know, this group came together, or this happened here, or this happened there. And you can't do anything. You really, can we just be honest? You can't do anything but laugh about it. You know why? Look at the signs. In all sincerity, look at this. Who printed those signs? Who paid for those signs? They professionally made them that day, that morning. They were all set and ready to go. Many of the signs are professionally painted. And like I said, they are done. They are ready. Don't you find that crazy? 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5560. They got the shirts on. Right? They got the everything. There isn't anything that I've looked at where you can't sit there and say, oh my God, these were not made this morning. They've been sitting in a warehouse somewhere. You see all those ones that say they stand behind Palestine? The Jews are occupiers, all those. You see them on a regular basis. And they're going to say it again. There's no way in the sweet God's creation that those signs were made that morning. All right. I got a couple of these where you got some of those whack toys on the street. But, man, I tell you what. Our education, if this is any indication of the education our people have gotten, we have a problem. We have a big problem. And I'm going to say it like I always say it. Hopefully it'll work the first time. Let's see. You do that, and you do this.
If you don't even... So you're writing messages that you don't know what they mean? Right?
If
you don't...
to say something racist, even if I don't know what it means...
It's not racist.
It's anti-Semitic. What is it? If you don't know what it means, how can you say...
All right, my bad. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even talk to you. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to...
I'm happy.
Right. It's a real simple question. Right? She, you don't even need a college degree to answer this thing.
Yeah.
To the sea, Palestine will be free.
Yeah, which river?
That's anti-Semitic.
Which river?
Which river?
Which river?
Wait, that's
I'm asking you, which river, which river, which
me?
Sea?
What's the point?
Because if you're chanting from the river to the sea, you have to know which river and sea you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I do. You're right.
So which river?
Right. Does it matter?
Yeah.
If we don't even know, then what's the point of recording?
If you don't even... So you're writing messages that you don't know what they mean? Right?
If you don't say something racist, even if I don't know
it's
what it
not
means.
Right.
You know, Aldous, she's losing the battle. Right? And she's not losing the, just simply losing the argument. She is losing the battle. And think about this. Sincerely think about this, right? So you're sitting here and you're listening to her speak and she has no idea what she's talking about. She doesn't know what area she's talking about. She can't tell you what sea. She can't tell you what river. And her response to that is, does it matter? You want to say, like, are you for real? What do you mean, does it matter? Yes, it matters. But these are the younger people I was talking about. I'm not trying to put them all down. But this is what I was telling you about earlier. You know, they sit there, yeah. And they're talking about things that they really, truly, honestly have no clue of. I don't know any other way to say it. And they speak. This is AOC types on steroids. They speak like they have a clue, like they actually know what's happening. They don't. We all know they don't. I think to a degree they know they don't. They're just too prideful to say anything, don't you? Here's another fellow who again is trying to teach people around him, and they don't want to hear it. Take a listen.
Jews live in Morocco. You know how many there are now? Around 2,000.
Here, let's hit this again, because I don't like that. Come on. You can do this.
Terms that are being used very often lately, genocide and ethnic cleansing. Let's talk about ethnic cleansing, and who's better at that than Muslim countries? 1948, there were 265,000 Jews living in Morocco. You know how many there are now? Around 2,000. In Iraq, there were 135,000 Jews living there, and now there are less than 10. Libya, 38,000 Jews lived there in 1948, and now zero. That's ethnic cleansing for you at its finest. Now let's talk about the ethnic cleansing of Palestinian people here in Israel. In 1948, there were 700,000 Palestinians living here. You know how many there are now? Come on, take a guess. Take the wildest guess ever. 7 million. Either it's the worst ethnic cleansing ever in history, or somebody's lying to you.
I'll go with B, Alex, for 900. I mean, seriously, how ridiculous is this? All right, people, God bless. Get informed. Bring this up to your friends, loved ones, unloved ones, so they cannot get away. Education. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.